Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Last Dragon of the East, written by Katrina Kwan, read by Eric Yang and Fyodor Chin. For my father, the other storyteller of the Kwan family.
Part 1. The Thread Seeker. 1.
Gaga, please tell me what you see.
The young woman peers up at me, her dark eyes wide and expectant as I carefully count the bronze coins she has paid. The money is all there and accounted for, but there's no harm in double-checking my math. Being shorted out of a week's worth of food once has taught me the value of diligence for the remainder of my lifetime. Once satisfied with my tally, I tie the small purse of coins to the inside of my outer robe. Very well, Meimei, I say with an easy smile. Raise your right hand, just so. She follows my instructions eagerly as she draws in a deep, excited breath. Her hands are those of a laborer, calloused palms and thick knuckles. She likely spends her days toiling in the neighboring rice fields. Her hands and nails are clean, however, scrubbed pink and practically raw to be rid of any dirt and grime. She has a simple appearance. Her dull brown dress is cut from cheap, rough fabric. Her long black hair is pulled back into a simple braid that runs the length of her spine, cinched off with a short black ribbon. I can detect the faintest trace of floral perfume upon her hair, though the fragrance isn't very strong. It's clear that she has put a lot of effort into looking her best, despite her circumstances, and likely spent well beyond her means for such a privilege. But I blame her not. I, too, would want to look my absolute best were I meeting my fated one today. I can see her red thread as clear as the blue skies above. The shimmering magic loops around her little finger and then trails off toward the center of the city. There's a good amount of tension, no slack to be found, which informs me that the person on the other end must be close. Are you ready? I ask her. She nods quickly, her excitement palpable. With my hand tucked just below her wrist, we start off on our merry way. Her thread cuts straight through the marketplace by the harbor. The narrow streets of Diaoshan are congested pipes, clogged with merchants and customers alike. Vendors eagerly peddle their wares while workmen treat themselves to well-deserved meals made up of spiced meats, steamed buns, and dumpling soups. The air is chilly, winter's first frost covering the rooftops, though the cold does little to dissuade people from going about their business. There are vibrant dyes freshly imported from the Western kingdoms, exotic spices from overseas, and beautiful bejeweled hairpins and rare silk.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?